Tuesday morning. I want to get an update on what's going on with Brexit, because it's getting real serious now. The deadline is looming, and they're just unable to come up with a plan. So we'll go right to London. Tom Rivers, ABC News foreign correspondent, on the line with us right now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, a lot of consternation here in London, also in Geneva, the World Trade Organization headquarters there, and of course in Brussels, the headquarters of the European Union. What nobody wants is there to be a no-deal exit. It's going to be nasty. It's going to have some sharp ripples felt around the world. So the question is, how can you kind of square the circle and get some kind of a deal in place 11 days and counting till the exit deadline? It's getting messy.
Yeah, so I guess yesterday there was a meeting, lawmakers looking for some kind of a new vote, and nobody could agree on anything, could they?
Exactly. There was four amendments. A couple of them came pretty close to having majority, but all of them, in fact, failed. The closest one was just, I think, three votes. Customs union idea, that was shot down. Another one, interesting one, was having the idea of whatever deal, whatever kind of a deal can be hammered out, if that is possible, to then throw it back to the people of the country and have a second referendum on it and look at it and say, yep, I'm willing, or no, or I'm going to reject this. That was shot down as well. So as we speak, is a very, very long cabinet meeting right now at 10 Downing Street. They're kicking around some various ideas. Can they formulate a compromise deal that would be acceptable? Or do they just plan for no deal, kind of batten down the hatches, and see what kind of a storm comes next week here in London?
Well, and what kind of a storm might that be? What does it look like if there is no agreement?
If there is no agreement, we can have all kinds of things, such as trucks, you know, kind of being stuck in ports, like in Dover, coming over from Calais. We could have shortages of things. They talk in the medical community about insulin. There's no insulin is made here in the UK. It's all produced on the continent and shipped over. You could have things like that. It would be very, very messy indeed. You would have eventually some kind of trade negotiations with each individual country, but that would take... that could take years upon years. So there'd be big, big uncertainty leaving on the 13th of April, what kind of a world you'd be looking at.
I can't imagine living through a crisis like that, Tom. What's the mood like in London?
People are so fed up to the eye teeth of generally the politicians, you know, of all persuasions, but particularly the government. The Prime Minister is stuck with one plan only, has listened to no one, and her deal was so bad, it was shot down three times in Parliament. She may try to bring it back a fourth time. If it's her deal or no deal, some politicians in the end may actually say a half loaf of bread is better than no bread. Mm. So they may vote for it. It's kind of scary. We're kind of reaching the end of the poker game, and it's for all the chips.
Speaking of poker games, they actually are placing wagers on this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. So, yeah, you can bet on just about anything. How long Theresa May is going to last as prime minister? Are we going to crash out with no deal? Are we going to adopt the prime minister's deal? Is there going to be an 11th-hour compromise? All kinds of things. You can go down to the bookies, and they'll take your money.
I don't think I'd want to do that, because I think it's too close to call. I don't think anybody's got a real clear indication as to what's going to happen.
You're absolutely right. It is all in play, as they say. You know, oftentimes when you have large meetings, you kind of everything's nailed down, and it's just a photo op. Not this time around. Every second is a knife edge, and you don't know what's going to happen. And, people are watching and listening every single day here in the UK, trying to see, you know, a way out of this. And like I say, 11 days to go, there's nothing that jumps to the fore saying, aha, that's the magic solution.
We'll keep watching and listening from across the pond, Tom. We appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.